Why? You got the same anointing? You're part of the body? Come on. You're part of the same body. You help make up Jesus' body just like I help make it up. And the anointing will work for you, through you, just like it'll work through me. Because it belongs to you. You are anointed. I don't care how you feel. If you're born again, you are anointed. You need to tell yourself, I am anointed to do this. Why isn't it working? You hadn't developed it yet. Get to developing. Grow it and grow yourself up. Because it's there. In my name they shall cast out the devil. They shall speak with new tongues. I want you to notice something since we're here. We might well just go and deal with it, huh? Is that okay? You notice he said they shall speak with new what? What's on the end of tongue? What did that mean? That means you're going to speak in different kinds of tongues, more than one tongue. You just don't go net, 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 net. And I see, we need to, where we're going, we need to get this and get rid of that and stop feeling sorry for yourself and say, okay, Lord, here I go. Net, 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 net. It says right there, new tongue. Is that a new tongue? Every time we come together, pray. Is that a new tongue? No. You ought to have another tongue. Different dialects. Come on. You told me, you pastor teach me. Don't you think I'm not going to do it now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we even told you how to help you. Use ABCs. A, B, C, D, F, G. Every letter carries a different sound. A carries a different sound from H. Doesn't it? Come on. Why this? See, I've been crucified with Christ. I live the life I'm living now. God wants you to develop in this life, may become mature, strong, where you can accomplish things. And there are many people, you sitting in these seats, gonna have to help my wife and I to teach these people. Some of you have been in this church almost as long as I have. Isn't that right, Sister Lucy? Isn't that right? Some have been here almost as long as I have. And you can do it, and you're doing it. And we have much to do. And we need to know that spiritual things are work for us. Don't let the devil, don't let religion put you in a box and make you think you got to have some kind of title before it'll work. Like I told you, don't be calling me Reb, okay? Thank you, Jesus. I have been given the ability to cast out devils. I have the ability to speak with new tongues. Let's go just a little bit further. Go to the next verse in that. I didn't give that to you, but let's go to the next verse 18. Now notice what happened. they shall take up what? Serpent. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not what? Shall not harm or hurt them. They shall do what? And they shall recover. Who gonna do it? They. Who are the they? Who are the they? Look at y'all, everybody better get their hand up. I'm the they. I'm one of the they. You. You. Huh? They shall lay hands on the sick and what? They shall recover. Why? Because what you used to be been crucified. You're one with the Lord. You're his body. You're workers together with him. He said, the works I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do. Didn't he say that? Why? Because when we have as much, and understand me, God is doing some powerful things in the earth right now. He's doing some powerful things. Because there are people in the body of Christ that's growing up, waking up, and getting up. But we still have too many who are captured by religion, tradition, ignorance, bondage, and they're hurting. Listen to me. Hear me so you don't think I'm trying to put you down, but hear me. You, a mature saint of God, had no business being afraid of COVID. A mature saint of God, we have no business closing our churches down. What are we going to do? Come on now. If anybody ought to be speaking, anybody ought to be doing something, ought to be the church. Amen. And church has been closed down, just now opened up. Shame, shame, shame. And really, if they're not going to follow God, they really need to be closed down. Because all they're doing is hurting the people. But I'm talking to you. We have no business being afraid. Greater is he that's in you. That don't mean you won't be attacked. That don't mean the devil ain't. Yeah, he gonna come against you, but you already know. None of this stuff you doing move me. None of this stuff you saying move me. See, he wants you to get all caught up in how hard it is. And sometimes the battle you fight is tough. But you win. Why? Because the greater one, it's on the inside of me. And I developed that with a revelation knowledge of that on the inside of me. So instead of being afraid, I'm laying hands on it. I'm releasing something into people. Helping you. This is what I'm doing tonight. By the Spirit of God. Helping you to grow up in areas and become fully mature. Grow up. Become strong. Stop being wishy-washy. You'll never get anywhere being wishy-washy. Every time a little problem come up, you take off and go run. You know what? When you get back, it's still there. You know what? It's going to be bigger. Somebody said something. People going to say stuff, people. Haven't you noticed that? People going to say something about you. To your face, behind your back. Around the corner and all that stuff. And you're going to get upset? Pray for them. Hallelujah. 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 Be secure. Get in that word. Spend some time until you get to know who you are. And don't let go of it. I know who I am in Christ. I don't think I know. I know.